So, Wikidata, cultural heritage data, and Wikidata's monuments. So, for these people who haven't heard about Wikidata's monuments yet, that's the vision statement of the Wikidata's monuments team, of which I have the great honor of being a member of. It's a global annual federated low-barrier photo competition focused on freely documented built cultural heritage, aka monuments. So the operative word here is documenting. Okay, the operative word here is documenting, because Wikidata's monuments is more known as a photo competition, as we say, the biggest photo competition in the world. But the point is not only to document them with pictures, but change the document. That's where Wikidata comes in. Could be very handy for describing monuments. So Wikidata's monuments had a very nice, well-known flow, which you call the secret rule. So that's taken from an infographic that is on Commons, and I just like chunked it into slides. It's all linked from the slides who were linked from the presentation itself. So the way we approached Wikidata's monuments back in the day when we started Wikidata's monuments, that was in 2011, was that, okay, so let's look at official data that are on national registers, so the Mérimée database in France or the National Register of Historic Places in US, UK, one or the other. And we asked them, hey, can you give us your data? And we put them into lists on Wikipedia. That was sometimes easy because they have like nice structure thing, like a CSV file or whatever. And somebody was horrible just because they had like everything in PDF file that were not impossible to Hello Germany. Or sometimes they're on the list at all in countries, other countries. And what do we do with this data? We put it into monuments lists. So remember, we are in 2011. There is no Wikidata. So we, at Wikidata's Monuments, we were structuring data before it was cool on Wikipedia itself. And how do we do it? We use templates, MediaWiki templates, because everybody loves templates, right? So it's maybe a bit tiny for you to see, but you have three examples of templates here. One for, England, that's for the Netherlands, that's from K-Rida. I don't know where that is from. But you structure it that way, so you've got like a template, oh, monuments, colon, name equals, blah, blah, and that just generates the list that you can see above. But it's also very nice because you can program a little bot that's gonna like go through all these lists and just harvesting that data and putting it into a database. Which is like, when you think about it, it's a horrible process. I mean, like, why don't you use a database in the first place? Well, because we didn't have one. So that's what we had to do. But with these things, there are lots of cool things we could do. We could connect with the images that were uploaded on Commons as part of a competition. Oh, it has the ID PA12345, but we have an entry in the database for PA12345, so we can say, oh, we can automatically categorize the picture on Commons because we know it's in, let's say, Paris or whatever, so we can put it in Paris. We can also ask interesting questions. Oh, which monuments we don't have a picture of yet? That would be a hard question to ask. Just, we have like 100 lists on Wikipedia. You can just ask that to the monuments database. And we could build tools upon it. That's something we did really well. The monuments database itself is a SQL database that it lives on, back in the days, the tool server, then Wikimedia Labs, and now Toolforge these days. And so anybody technical in the Wikimedia universe can just access these things when queries. You can do it if you want, but it's pretty cool. And we built an API on top of it. The idea was all this data, we have like one entry point for people to be able to build tools make maps. Back in the day, once in 2012, we even had a smartphone application for it, which was kind of cool. So you could like walk around with your smartphone, like, hey, there's a monument nearby. So that's the sort of tool that we built. That's the city center of Vienna, the beautiful city I am fortunate enough to live in. And these all these little dots are places where there are monuments. So that was 2012. That was super hot back in the days. Well, now, of course, if you see a map with pointers, you're like, yeah. Any Sparkle query can do that? Well, that wasn't the case then. So what did we do well with this project? I think we scaled really well. Really, really well. When we started, just with a couple of data sets, like how many countries were joining in 2011, like maybe 10 countries. And now 50 countries were joined. And all you have to do to join, oh, that's really tiny. Can you read any of that? Maybe. All you have to do to put your to have your data, your monuments data in the monuments database is just to file a JSON file, which is kind of easy enough to understand where country, France, language, France, and you just list the template, the template that's being used, and you just list the fields and how they map to all the fields. And there you go. And the bot goes once a day and harvests your data, and it will magically pops out into all the tools that have been built, never thinking about your data set. But the way we did this is because we cheated a bit, because you can think like, well, there are probably differences between the monuments in France and monuments in Netherlands and monuments in Iran. So we solved that just by dumping down the data. So when we harvest, we put everything into separate tables, SQL tables, which may be different from one another. And then we put everything into one giant SQL table. And we just like drops half the fields. We just focus on the names, the address, the coordinates, the commons category, and the Wikidata field. Like there are a dozen fields or something. So by dumping down the data, we make it work for everything, which is not great, but it works. So I was saying earlier, when we started in 2011, there were just 11 data sets and 400,000 monuments. And since then, I went through the data, and today we've got 1.5 million monuments in the database, which allegedly, apparently, is the biggest database of monuments in the world. Like nobody else, like UNESCO doesn't have that, which is pretty cool. And 98 what I call data sets. So it's not exactly countries, because data sets can be different. Like Sweden has 6 data sets because they've got the ships are different and the monuments that are different from the thing. France has 2 because you've got the one that can move and the one that cannot move, like the buildings and all the rest. And that's the case for many things like that. So that was good. That was really good. That's such a mousy slide. I like to think we brought some order to the data. It's like there is no way of like when you got this Wikipedia list, extracting information is like, oh, what's in there, what's not in there, are things good or things wrong. By that process, that heavy-handed process for like harvesting everything and parsing, we could put in some data sanity checks, like things that are... We didn't go that far with it, but an example is there are the coordinates. In the JSON file, you can put the bounding box of the country, and you can generate a report like, oh, which coordinates are in the list of monuments of France, but are not in the bounding box of France because somebody mistyped and missed a minus and it ends up in Japan. Of course, it doesn't always work because France has overseas territory. So, but yeah, that was nice. You can also, it's crazy the things you can do with just MediaWiki templates. Same thing, if you mistype the identifier and French monuments always start with PA, you forgot the PA, the templates can calculate that quite easily. Amazing things you were doing without Wikidata, but we can do better. Things that didn't go so well. Templates, yeah, everybody loves templates, right? Right? Yeah, except error post template, post expand template inclusion category. Who knows what that is here? So they got this magic scene on Wikipedia where you could put, so you have this list of monuments, and I don't know, let's say monuments in France, and they've got 40,000. It's like, oh yeah, let's have one template for each monument. And at some point, just like MediaWiki gives up and just tells you, yeah, sorry, I cannot transcode more templates here. So you have your list of, I don't know how many, few hundreds, and then the rest doesn't even render because it just gives up. And so Wikipedians have to be creative and just cut things. So you could, you know, you had maybe it's a list of monuments in Brittany, region of France, and then they're like, oh, okay, so let's split up by departments. And then they had too many departments, so they're like, okay, list of monuments in department, and they would come up with crazy administrative localization that nobody cares about, except for the sole purpose of having that list small enough that MediaWiki doesn't give up. Or I know the list would have a coordinate template, so a template to render the coordinates. Instead of calling a template from there, they would inline all the the relevant thing that was building the coordinates link just to avoid calling more templates, which is crazy. Another thing here is, so it's not an actual template, but there is a very subtle mistake here. Like, oh, somebody mistyped the parameter and put a T like image. So obviously that's not parsed, that's not rendered, and you would think, oh, this monument doesn't have an image. Ooh. So clearly Stephansdom has an image. And that's actually something that we detected in the monuments database, because you parse and you know what fields are expected, so you can easily say, oh, EMATG, that's not supposed to be there. And that check has been there for 5 years, and for 5 years we had a report that was basically unusable, because it was saying usually, oh yeah, there is a bad field called EMATGE, and you're like, where? Because I'm not going to go through 100 lists of Austrian monuments to try to find where that is. So we made it better this year, but it's a bit crazy that we had to wait that long. Yeah, I'm the co-maintainer of that thing these days that was built by the gentleman at the very back. Hi, Martin, talking about you. So that wasn't great. Another thing is like we need an identifier in the monuments database. That's one of the core assumptions. Just because you need a primary key in the in the SQL file, and sometimes there is no identifier because there is no official list, and so we tell a local organizer, oh, please come up with an identifier, and they're like, but we don't have one, and we're like, make one up, and that makes Wikipedians like really like, what? How can I make up an identifier? And you're like, just, you know, like country code dash region code dash 010203. And of course you do it. And that doesn't feel good, but that you got to do what you got to do. Another very problematic thing with the monuments database that can put in perspective the old 98 data sets. It's here, you've got the list of protected heritage sites in Arth, which is a city in Belgium. And you also got the liste du patrimoine, which is basically the same thing, but one is on the English Wikipedia and the other one is on the French Wikipedia. And there was also the same list on the Dutch Wikipedia. Because Brussels, Belgium is a country which has strong ties to different languages. And that's also true with the list of monuments in Quebec, in Canada, would be in French, obviously, but it will also be in English on the English Wikipedia. And then that's really problematic because the monuments database was never thought to be able to reconcile these different things. So either these data sets live independently, we just like harvest them together and just like hope for the best, or we just like ignore them. So I'm not exactly what we do in that case, just like, yeah, let's just take the French version and not the English version, and or the French version and not the Dutch version, like how to get into trouble. Yeah, and of course, like these lists will diverge because somebody would think of filling up the French list, but not the English one, or vice versa. So yeah, that's pretty bad. If only we had a central place with identifiers and, you know, data quality things to store all that up, and as Wikidata. That just feels so obvious, right? I mean, why not putting all that data into Wikidata? Because we get that one place where we can centralize all this data, and it's available for all the Wikipedia projects without, you know, like without redundancy, and with all the things that you get for free. Like this, all the things that like the basic foundations of what Wikidata gives you as a foundation for everything is so good. You get identifiers for free. So if you have countries that are like, we don't have identifiers, like doesn't really matter. You just create like items about the monument one, monument like monument A, monument B, and C, and it gets an identifier for free, the Q item. Perfect. You don't have to invent one because the software makes one for you. You get the query service. We built a nice API on top of the monuments database, which I don't know if I told you, but interestingly, I'm not aware of any tool that actually uses the API. I know of many tools who connect directly to the database, which is so horrible because that's the reason you make an API, right? So you have this abstraction layer and you can break things. But people always prefer connecting directly. Yeah, that's bad.
Crashing the database.
Come again?
And crashing the database.
Yeah, that as well. Crashing it. You get constraint checks. So the things like we were doing earlier with a bounding box of the country, that just feels like baby steps compared to the things you can do with the Power of Wikidata. Same thing like identifying the field EMATGE instead of, that's just not possible with Wikidata, right? You cannot mistype the name of your property. You can enter the wrong property, sure, in which case that can be like checked well enough with general Wikidata tools. And that's the only thing. So Martin earlier was chatting over coffee and I was like, well, what should I say in my presentation? And I say, oh, you could like come up with what this other guy in the other room was talking about data completeness and quality. And there were like 8 dimensions of quality, which are accuracy, objectivity, reputation, consistency, timeliness, completion, interoperability, and interlink. And surprisingly, I think the Monuments database was scoring in many of them. Reputation, well, it's from Wikipedia, so like your mileage may vary, but it's kind of trusted these days. It was consistent because the harvesting process was making it consistent by design with the caveats that I described. The timeliness wasn't that high because it was only updated once a day, just because the harvesting like takes 24 hours. It's just like so heavy to just like parse all these pages on all the Wikipedia projects. The interoperability, sure, we had a SQL database on the servers that nobody knows about, and we've got an API that I'm not aware of any users of. By moving to Wikidata, yeah, Sparkle versus SQL, that's a question, but you got a real entry point. You've got something that does have mileage. And the interlinking, we always link the Monuments database, we're always linking with the original data with provider, so your heritage board, typically, if there was one. But Wikidata would, if possible, link to many more, like our small database of little heritage in France or whatever. We do have this, or we have a database of every church in France. Wikidata will interlink all these things and for the benefit of the web. And for the timeliness, Wikidata was real time, which is great. Objectivity, we couldn't really source the monument database. You could source individual items in the lists, but that was just dropped by the harvesting. I don't know if people were actually sourcing the, not at least not in French Wikipedia, I would know of. At least on Wikidata we can source the items, and that's kind of better. So what the road ahead is clearly, well, let's just import that data to Wikidata, right? I mean, that why not? Turns out it's a bit of a nightmare. You got this 98 data sets, and there was a team in Sweden who's been working on it for a year. And the way they approached the thing was to make these mapping tables where you got all the fields that's really tiny. You got the URL. You got all these fields in the Monuments database, not in the dumbed down version of the table, but the actual different table, which allegedly probably reflects the content of the Wikipedia lists, and trying to map that to Wikidata items. So every country is different, of course, because otherwise that wouldn't be fun. Even inside the country is probably different. Like from Switzerland, every region is different, probably. And I haven't followed all the mapping discussion, that there are so many edge cases, so many... like, Pavelas, do you have any fun thing?
You can check the Polish table.
Location and address. Yeah, address, because you cannot map the address effectively to, well, it depends if you do free-form address, but usually the Wikidata would prefer an actual item about the street or whatever, which if you start creating items about every street, that's going to be fun. So that's the mapping table for Austria, I believe. That was hours of discussion and back and forth between the volunteers. So yeah, I'm not even trying to summarize all of that, but if you're really interested, you can totally check that on wikiproject.vlm/mapping-tables. So now that this data might be, oh yeah, so one thing, out of this project, there were six data sets imported, which could boil down to 3 countries, Austria, Denmark, and Sweden. And there were 96 mappings to do. 26 are done, 18 are in progress. So in the ones that are done, there's Kenya, Ghana, Thailand, Antarctica. So we definitely need help for the other mapping. So if you happen to be from a country which is not yet mapped there, please come forward. There is a list there. And please help, because it's really, really hard. But just that's the data that's being transferred from the Monuments database to Wikidata. That's not all the Monuments data, because there are other initiatives to put Monuments data directly from the source or things. So for example, Ireland, Poland, Australia, France was done also. So there are more monuments on Wikidata than just these 6 I'm talking about. But my point is, there are still lots of data that is on that Monuments database and that needs to be transferred eventually. So now that it's on Wikidata, how do we surface it? And by that, I mean, really mean how do we surface it for the purposes of the Wikiloss Monuments competition? And because the whole idea of Wikiloss Monuments competition is like, you have this list on Wikipedia, and you know that was at Wikipedia, right? And you've got this list, everybody can understand the list, and you can see where something is missing. If you tell people, oh yeah, so there's this Wikidata thing, and all you have to do is write a Sparkle query to know which monuments are missing pictures, that's not really going to cut it, because the idea was like to make it simple for everybody. The first thing we decided, the first way, okay, we decided to bridge Wikidata and the Wikipedia lists was to harvest Wikidata into the monuments database, which was such. So I'm supposed to cut now, or thanks. Which is so counterintuitive, but the idea is like all these tools that we built for the monuments database and that people kind of like, that shouldn't be a hindrance for them to embrace Wikidata right away. So we said, okay, if you put your data into Wikidata, we'll still manage to find a way to put it into the monuments database so that you can have all the bells and whistles that you used to have with Wikipedia lists, even if it's not there. And it's not that hard because it's a Sparkle query to just select the data and we just dump it down, right, into the monuments table. And that kind of works. So we have two data sets right now in there, Australia and the Netherlands. The other way to surface it on Wikipedia is because Wikipedia still wants their list, basically. Well, some of them at least. So we've got two ways of doing it. Either you do automatic lists using the list. Everybody's familiar with Listeria, the Listeria bot? So for those who don't know, that's a tool that basically you give it a Sparkle query and it will build table lists on Wikipedia, or anywhere for that matter, but on Wiki. And it will update it every night or more. So that sounds like the perfect solution, except that suppose that you throw away the list that you had or you don't have any. It's not directly editable. So if you start editing the table that's made by Listeria, it's going to be erased the next day. So that may not be so. Some people don't like that because, oh yeah, you need to edit it on Wikidata, and some people are like, I don't want to edit on Wikidata. And that also supposes that there is no data that is not on Wikidata, because as of now, there's lots of data in this list that is not on Wikidata, so you can just like and replace, and that's done. So an example of that is Australia. Another solution is to use manual lists and to do that with Lua. So we could. I'm not aware of anybody doing that yet. But I want to do it for French, and I want to hire Nicola for doing it. So we keep our table, right? And we match the Wikidata item into every one of these row of the list. And then you just compare each value to each value. So you teach the template to read the data from Wikidata. And then you can just like, oh, same value, not same value. And you just remove all the redundant data, and you just... And you fix the thing. So that's what we're doing on comments or transferring all the data about creators, for example. That's the approach we're doing, where you just like you map things, you compare them, and you just remove redundancy unless there's like these things are just like calling the Wikidata data purely. So that's great if Listeria is not accepted by your community, for example. But you need some serious Lua foo, which not many people have. Or you just like throw away the concept of the list entirely, and you just embrace completely like rich applications being on Wikidata. So that's a tool that's been developed by Pavel that's sitting on the front row, and I'm not going to talk about it because he's doing a lightning talk about it tomorrow, which you should attend. Which is surfacing the data from Wikidata in a completely different fashion on the map. And I think therefore, Wikiloss Monuments, we're at the crossroads of which experience do we want? Do we want to keep the experience of like, oh, there are lists and people like can find the list of monuments in the town and thing? Or do we want rich applications where people can like browse around? Do we want things where do we want an experience where people are expected to edit lists on Wikipedia, which is great for Wikipedians if they understand it, but may not be great for people who are not experienced with like weird templates or not? Do we want people to edit directly on Wikidata, which may also be unappealing to others? Or do we want to build rich applications that allow you to edit on top of this? Or do we want to kind of maintain a middle road between being on having all the data on Wikidata, but still kind of like carving a way of like traditional editing into Wikipedia lists or something? I don't have the answer to that. I think we're definitely moving towards having data on Wikidata because that's the only thing that makes sense. But we haven't solved the complete, like, Wikiloss Monuments is a it's a complex socio-technical ecosystem, and you can't just like, oh, let's move everything because it's going to break something. So you can find for more information about Wikileaks Monuments on Commons or Wikidata or everywhere. You can follow the Wiki Monuments Twitter account, where the 2017 results shall be tweeted in the coming weeks. So awesome pictures will be out. And thank you for your attention. Few questions?
I have a tricky one. How do you deal with the licensing issue transitioning from Wikipedia to Wikidata?
That's an excellent question, and I'm glad that you asked it. Any other questions? I think the I have not followed the debate that closely recently, but I think the general consensus is that that data is not protected because it's facts. Yeah, European law versus US law. Right. I mean, we're totally not in Europe right now.
And considering, in the first place, we took copyrighted database to put it in CC by SI and Wikipedia. So,
yeah.
Get alone, but black.
We did it in two steps, so it's not too obvious. Any else? Hi, over there.
So, hi. We are from a country for which we didn't create a list of monuments because there is no official list. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so we created our own identifiers. So we're not in Wikileaks Monuments database. But
which country is it? Sorry,
Greece.
Yeah, you're not there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we put the list in Wikidata.
Yeah, great.
So, what do you suggest to do? Create again the list for importing it to Wikileaks Monuments database, or you can harvest it from Wikidata?
We can harvest it from Wikidata. That's the bridge I was talking about earlier. If it's on Wikidata, we can import it onto Monuments database. And the only point of that, if there are some tools that you really want, like categorization bots for everything. If you want these tools to work, then we can import it. But you don't need your data into Monuments database. We want to close that thing, basically, in case I wasn't clear. Like, there's no point in maintaining that until the end of days. So it's great that your data is in Wikidata. And we can import into Monuments database if you really want to. But the future is really deprecating all the tools that rely on the Monuments database and having them connecting directly to Wikidata.
I would support this direction. So as it's not just the problem that with the monuments list, but the question is there. So there are much more monuments which are not in the list, in official lists, and so on. And I think so. The general interest in the built environment and so on, the history of architecture, is much broader, and you can all. Bring all this together in Wikidata and then filter it by if it is officially acknowledged or not, or still existing or not, and so on. And so Wikidata could be the big pool to dig out then everything.
Yeah, definitely. And another example I didn't say, that at a very basic level, there are the UNESCO websites, the UNESCO sites, which are monuments, and many of them are also monuments in their own countries, but there would be separate lists. In Wikipedia, if there were lists, which doesn't make any sense. And for Wikidata, there's no problem. And then tools like Pavel Tool can easily surface. They can easily switch on between, I'm only interested in UNESCO sites, or I'm interested in officially protected sites in whatever country, or I'm just interested in anything that is a building and that is in Austria. That would be a lot. And yeah, Wikidata and notability issues are not really an issue. So if it's up.
Do you expect to run into scalability problems, or at one point is there a point where we say, oh, not every protected house somewhere deserves a separate Wikidata entry, or is it because if you scale it to other sectors, you can talk about bugs in natural history museums, arts and crafts stuff. There's a lot of potential for scaling and
So that's a good thing with Wikilos monuments is that we have a scope that is wide but fairly narrow ultimately. Like 1.5 million monuments, it's a lot. But when you think about it, like for Wikidata, that's not a lot at all. Like Wikidata has no problem with 1.5 million monuments. And if you add natural site that we do with Wikilos Earth, that's not so much either. Lily, do you want to chime in?
Yeah, I just wanted to give one comment that it is a federated contest, right? So we rely on national basically competitions to make a call whether they need that data to be on Wikidata or not, right? So for example, if Germany wants to have 1 million monuments in Wikidata because they know they're going to use it or their audience is going to use it, then sure, let's have it. But we are relying on national competitions and campaigns to let us know what they need, and then we support that.
And that's the same thing with the transfer. Like we're not doing well transfer without having any clue of that. Monuments in Greece have no clue, let's just transfer. It's like we really rely on local organizers, because otherwise it's just like shit data is going to rot until it doesn't make sense.
That's it. Thank you.